addiction comes in many forms, just like prison and heaven. Listen to the testimony of a wretched man who was less than the least of all, a low-down, dirty sinner. The scum of the earth that didn't have purpose or remorse for the crime committed, deserving eternal punishment. Life of an addict that hurt is my purpose, blinded by pleasure, constantly searching. The flick of a big lighter gives a flash of satisfaction. When I don't have one, I use matches. A quick fix, then I'm back where I started. Same cycle, round and round, let's go again. I ain't learned yet, I don't care, I feel worthless. I'm addicted, at it again. This sickness got me wishing I never existed. I'm a patient, I'm a physician, patiently waiting for my own prescription. Another hit, another swig, another blast from a pipe, drank blind, pill or syringe. Any mental or physical rebellion, it's all the same thing. Life of an addict, prison and addiction comes in many forms. Prison comes in many forms, just like addiction, body, soul, and spirit. Incarcerated potential, yearning to be released and set free from ignorance and the mediocre existence. Trying to live, crying for life, in desperate need of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that only comes from Jesus. The kingdom, and his kingdom is not of this world. The king for this purpose was born, and for this purpose came into the universe in order that he might bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears his voice. The sword of the spirit, the word of God, is alive and active and powerful. Is living and powerful. My king's word is law. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my God is one. There is no other. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. To the glory of God the Father, who loved the world, his creation, so much that whoever believes in Jesus, he gave his son. That he gave his son. And Jesus is the word, the manifested character. Now no emoji. Man, amen. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your one and only son, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. And that's knowing you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent. The character of the Father was expressed in this physical realm, not to condemn it, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. Amen. Do you come into agreement? Father, thank you for the fact that you are in control. The battle is the Lord's victory, and Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Highest praise. Father, thank you. You are so... you are the greatest. My God is the greatest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, my Father who art in heaven, our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your name is holy. Thank you. I remember reading, when I read, "Be holy, for I am holy," I felt condemned when I was younger. I didn't understand the scriptures. You know, you have to understand that God's, it's all about his sufficiency. Amen. Okay, let's read this real quick. The Father's grace develops his distinguishing quality of character, genetically inheriting kingdom dominion, and he is the source of everything that we need. Our inadequacy and imperfection is the first issue the Father desires to clarify for us. John 15:5. Jesus elaborated on this theme. Without me, you can do nothing. Our sufficiency is from the Father, the source, my daddy, my Abba. Isaiah 64:8. You are my Father. I am the clay. You are my potter. I am the work of your hands. I remember saying, from hopping, jumping, and diving off that pinnacle of existence, trying to enjoy this life of abundance I've been given, praying for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Now I'm purging the burning fire, reverberance of my father's presence. My God is a consuming fire. Fire! I speak that fire, man. Amen. Look, listen, Linda. Psalm 108, verse 13. Psalm 146, verses 5 and 6. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Jesus offered the same sufficient provisions. He who abides in me bears much fruit. John 15:5. It's all Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The Lord is my strength. Amen. The Holy Spirit in us makes us more than conquerors over every circumstance and situation by Christ Jesus. Destination the Father. Destination the Father's loving arms embrace. Destination the Father's loving arms embrace eternally. Lord, teach us to hope in you for everything. We need to know you more intimately and strengthen our faith. Relationship, John 17:3. Knowing. How you gonna know your maker? How you gonna know God, the creator? How you gonna know the source? Because the devil is real. I came from a satanic reservation, listening to death metal, deicide, man, antichrist type stuff. And Father, thank you for delivering us from the powers of darkness, the snare of the fowler, the sharp of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience and translating us into the kingdom. Military, in the name of Jesus, and legions of angels out to protect everyone listening, past, present, and future, because there's no distance in the spirit. Delivered from the world, the flesh, sin, death, and the devil. Delivered from the consumer culture, dependent on medication, suffering. Lord, thank you. We've been delivered from the world, the flesh, sin, death, and the devil. Delivered from the consumer culture, dependent on medication, suffering. From stress-induced sickness, mentally disabled, and discontent, agitated, wicked, and lazy, to the point of exhaustion physically and spiritually, posture depleted, leaning over like a fiend. This addiction comes in many forms, just like prison, the loads of burdens I carry, keeps on going cause I trust in myself and lean on my own understanding, ignorant darkness, the opposite of my Father's will. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it's quite simple to... Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Holy Spirit, help me rejoice and help me be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, these are the things you need to know. These are the things you need to know. The rules and regulations. The rules and regulations. Commands, precepts, principles. Father, I'm calling upon you. I'm at the door knocking. I'm at the door, Father, I'm calling upon you. I'm at the door knocking for knowledge. I'm asking for wisdom because I mismanage every blessing. I'm seeking understanding of the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. It's all Jesus. Thank you, Father, for delivering me, delivering us from the snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, the powers of darkness and all bad medicine, all witchcraft, all spells, all curses, all chains are broken in the name of Jesus. Death has defeated, the king is alive, because God is faithful, performing his word which he has spoken. My Jesus did not return to the Father void. He did not, man, he came. We are, man, do you know, it says we were made an inheritance. We, us, me, you, her, him. I'm gonna do a baby dance. Baby dance, baby dance, baby dance. Shake it with you like a baby. in the poopy diaper. I'm calling upon ya. I'm at the door knocking for knowledge. I'm asking for wisdom. Father, I'm calling upon ya. I'm at the door knocking for knowledge. I'm asking for wisdom because I mismanage every blessing. I'm seeking understanding of the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. It's all Jesus. Amen. In the military. Get it through your head. God, man, the Father is real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. James 2:19, you believe in God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. They shudder. They know. Amen. Lord, thank you. Kingdom military. Joel chapter 2, verse 11 in the Amplified Version. And the Lord utters his voice before his army, before his military, before his seals. Don't get political. Military, man. You, thank you for your service. But it's all about the kingdom. The military. Kingdom military. Joel chapter 2, verse 11 in the Amplified Version. And the Lord utters his voice before his military, for his host is very great, and they are strong and powerful who execute God's word. Now let's read Joel chapter 2, verses 11 through 13 in the Septuagint. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his host, for his camp is very great, for the execution of his word is mighty, for the day of the Lord is great, very glorious, and who shall be able to resist it? Now therefore, says the Lord your God, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with lamentation, and mend your hearts, and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy, and repents of evil women. Father, kingdom military, Father, send legions of angels out to protect everyone. Listen to me. Past, present, no future, because there's no distance in the spirit. Place your mighty hand upon the seed of the kingdom. Amen. Jesus is at the door knocking. He's at the door of your heart knocking. Let him in. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I believe that you were sent for me. To die for my willfully ignorant decisions, my shame, my guilt, sin, whatever you want to call it, it's evil. What is not of faith is sin. Who told you you were naked? Right? The devil's a liar. Be gone, Satan, and keep on going, for it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Oopsie. Ooh, get you carried away. Mic. Ooh. See, Jesus, hit me with the mic. Lord, thank you. Amen. Be gone, Satan, and keep on going in the name of Jesus. For it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, our Creator, our Maker, our Sustainer, our Source. Amen. Our Substance. Abba. The Holy Spirit inside us cries out, Abba, Papa, my daddy. I hear every ethnic accent gladly demanding. I believe, I recorded this a long time ago. I believe before I speak, Holy Spirit, please counsel me. The Lord is my protector, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment I shall condemn. Don't get it twisted, this just means his presence within me will prove him wrong. This is my heritage, this is my inheritance, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. I'm asking for wisdom, with wisdom. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. I'm asking for wisdom to manage this magnificent inheritance. I'm knocking for discernment. Holy Spirit, give me understanding of your word in order to serve our starving souls and students what we need, whether it's milk or meat. not condemning people to death as I impose these sentences.